Hey everybody.
How y'all doing
what
tonight?
Up though?
What up though?
Thank you for stopping by to
joining Clean. Us for Clean. And you know I always take a sip before we sip and chat.
Yeah, let's take a sip. That's good.
Yeah, it's
good. All right, y'all. So thank you for stopping by.
Yes.
For those who are new, hi, welcome.
Welcome to Clink.
And what was that welcome song? I watched this back the last
girl, you know we be so impromptu.
I know we
be making
we
up
improvise.
Stuff as we go along.
Okay, whatever. But thank you for stopping by. This is a Clink with Cam and Kay, and this is the recap edition
every Tuesday.
All the Queen's Men. If you are like new to our channel, you're like, what? What was that? If you go to season one, yeah, you'll see a little song that we have for all the Queen's Men. So we are a podcast, okay? And on Tuesdays, when you're watching this Tuesday or Wednesday, you know, whenever we feel like uploading it.
Right. we are busy.
We are.
We are not
your content.
You get your content.
You get your content.
Because, baby, we're not starving artists. We have to get that coin.
Hello?
And do this as well.
Exactly.
But we do what we love.
We
love what we do. So,
all right. So you get the content either Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay.
that part. And this is the recap. We recap different shows. Shows that you may know about, shows you may not know about, and we just bring it to you for you to watch because it's really good. So right. We are doing All the Queen's Men on BET Plus season three.
Season three. We have gotten through three seasons, and we are really surprised and very happy that the writing has changed a little.
Yes.
Just a lot, but we love it. We love the change. It's so refreshing.
Glad that Mr. Perry is not writing all of them, and you can tell. Yeah. But before we dive in, would you go ahead and hit that like?
Mm-hmm.
Would you go ahead and comment and subscribe, okay? And just, if you don't do anything else, make sure you like our YouTube page, okay?
That's right.
Like our page and our video.
Yes.
Okay.
Because we just like two sister girls. We coming to you all the way live, all the way raw, and all the way real.
That's right.
Every single
week, y'all. Every week. Unless we take a little break or on vacation. Okay.
Because we do need to vacation.
Everybody do. That work-life balance is important.
So, yes, yes.
Ooh, okay. So, All the Queen's Men. Did you catch? Oh, deja vu.
Oh, yes, girl, honey. I took really good notes. I have evolved. Kay is the more studious one sometimes. And we kind of like go back and forth. Yeah. But yes, I did episode 14, Deja Vu. Hey, I thought that was kind of cool.
Is there a song, Deja Vu?
It's actually like a jazz band here called Deja Vu. But it seems like it
like
is a song called Deja Vu.
No, I don't know that one. I don't know, y'all. Okay. Y'all know every now and then we break out into a song, so.
Okay. So episode 14, All the Queen's Men's Deja Vu is the name of this episode. So the scene opens with Midnight and Fuego falling on the ground because Fuego's car has just blown to bits.
Kaboom.
Kaboom.
Okay.
Kaboom. Boom, boom. Boom. And
y'all know, well, you may not know, but Fuego is my TV boo.
It is. She loves him. And then here comes player hating behind face.
Baby face.
He need to stop. You playing your little irritating role. I guess you and Tommy have switched a little bit. I think you're more irritating now than Tommy.
I don't know. They neck and neck.
But he pissed me off when he tells them, Fuego, I'm glad I parked over there. At least my car didn't get messed up.
I know. I'm like, what?
He's so insensitive. He don't care about nobody but himself.
Right. And so, yeah, like you said, he made that joke. And then El Fuego stated that he doesn't know who's behind it. He doesn't know if it's the DA. He doesn't know if it's Sandra's family or Madam with another insurance policy. So he's just like, somebody's trying to kill me. I don't know who it is. And it's getting on my damn nerves.
Yeah, but he put it out there, and Midnight was not happening. Midnight was like, look, you better talk to Madam, because don't be coming on her. You just make sure that you stay loyal. Because, you know, Midnight don't play that when it comes to Madam. He's like, you make sure that you stay loyal. And he's like, you know, he's trying to reassure him, like, tell Madam what's going on. But under no circumstances are you to betray her. Period.
Exactly.
Poop.
So Midnight offers to take him to the crib. Mm-hmm. And he told Face to go in the club to let Madam know what just happened. So he does that.
So Madam is sitting there and she gets a call from the concierge. You know it's the concierge because she always gets this certain look and her whole body changes. And we know why. And so Tommy, he says he wants to meet. Mm-hmm. And so Tommy and Blue, of course, are like, you're not going alone. You are not going to meet him. And she thinks the concierge is behind the hacking of Fuego's computer and everything like that. And they're feeling a little leery about Fuego's loyalty.
They are. Madam said that Fuego is an easy target and liability. And which he is, because out of the group,
out of everybody,
he is like the most, he's an easy target because he's not really about that life.
He's not street at all. He's a church boy. But Blue is like, he's like the weakest link. You know, you want me to do him, Madam? No, I'm just playing. She didn't say that, but she's always ready.
Right. So Face comes in, right, and tells Madam that, Fuego's car got blown up. And they all go to the parking lot. And then Madam tells Tommy to go take care of
Fuego's car and make sure
she doesn't need the heat from the police. Yeah.
There's nothing. But I was happy that she did go assess the situation.
She did.
And she goes and talks.
It's for her own selfish.
Everything is for Madam's own selfish. But she goes ahead and she talks to Fuego. But honey, what tripped me out next was when Detective Davis pops up at Doc's crib.
Girl, but the scene, he was just like against the with his shirt off.
Mm-hmm. He was all oiled up. Some tattoos was blooming. I was like, were you ready for her to come over?
No, she just came over with no warning.
He must have just got out the shower and boiled himself down. But it seems to me that she's a little digmatized. And
That's what I got.
Girl, because she was like, she came to the door looking like a hungry wolf.
Hello. This is exactly what I have in my notes. I said, David showed up at Doc's house unannounced. I said she is totally digmatized. I said, but do you blame her?
Because Doc has come through this season. I don't know where all this extra confidence has come from, but it is shining through on the screen. Okay. And he tells her, like, don't be popping up over my house.
Yeah. Who likes the pop-ups, man? Come on.
Then he tells her, well, what do you want? Well, what do you want? He's playing a little cat and mouse game, and then honey, she showed him what she wanted because
she wanted that gawk.
This is a grown person show, please. She went ahead and handled that. I said, okay, choke that chicken in. I was like, okay, Detective Davis, they making you into a little freak.
All right.
Okay,
she was like, you just sit back, I got this.
Yeah, so Madam goes and she talks to Fuego and she tells him that, you know, she reassures him that she's going to take care of everything. And she asks him to hack a camera at Bishop Hospital. Mm-hmm. And Madam tells him that she has his back. She's like, you know, I got your back. And he lets her know that she needs to scramble the cameras at Eden.
Yes.
So now they're finally communicating, which is really good.
Yes. So we go to AMP. Fixing up his place because this thing.
That's a little irritating, but go ahead.
A little bit. Because Dime, you know, came through, like she said, because he wanted to talk. You know, she came in with the attitude and everything, and he called her out on it. And
he called her out on it. He's pouring out his heart to her. He's like, I'm going to AA meetings. I'm getting myself together. He offers her a beverage and lets her know that he's not drinking anymore and that he's not on any of that stuff. He's telling her that his behavior has changed. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you know, I don't know who you are. He's like, hell, sometimes I don't even know who I am. So he's just trying to prove
She's saying that she cannot trust him. I mean, and
I understand it, but I don't. You trying to kill his ass. So.
I'm still like, I get what she's saying.
You tried to kill him
after the fact, but yes, you, it's like, boo, you really cannot.
Apples and oranges.
Very. Because okay. He was this, and I keep saying that every week, he was this close of being killed by his own aunt.
That part. And for a long time, I was like, why he tripping? But when you somebody about to kill you, then yeah. And then you're going to get mad because you went back and ran your mouth when you and your man could have been happy spending that moolah that he already had. Girl, bye. But okay. So
he's trying to get a little freaky.
She ain't having it.
She was feeling it.
She was.
And a little bit. And she like, let me brought it back. Brace myself. Right. She came back. And basically, she just told him, I can't, basically. She's like, I can't go there with you.
She was like, remember when my heart broke. Remember when I gave up loving you. Mm. All right, Keisha. All right. So anyway, she stays strong. They get a little heated moment. She stays strong. She gets herself together and she leaves. And she left him solid as a rock. But
that's
then. Okay. So then we see Trouble. Trouble looked cute on her little bike. She was getting on her little bike. I said, I'll pause for the cause. What?
Did you pee? That last week's episode, that was the same. I'm going to do Diamond Trouble stay at the same spot? Because that's the same spot where Big D came and was at in front of her house. The same exact apartment.
You know
spot.
What? I had thought that, and I was like, "That looks super,
no." That
super
was
familiar.
The same. I was like, "Do they live in the same complex?"
Y'all got to do better than that with continuity, because the last time I checked with the locations, they did not live in the same place.
No, I'm like, don't play us.
Stop it. So anyway, Trouble gets a call from Rayshawn, mm-hmm. and he tells her that he's been arrested for Jack's murder, mm-hmm. and that he needs $250,000 to post bond.
Right.
And she does say she's trying to help him. And then here comes that irritating ass Tommy bringing Madam breakfast.
Is there anything I can do
extra? Like, rub your feet. I haven't done that in a while.
He wasn't trying to rub her feet. He was trying to rub something else, but she ain't going for it. She ain't in no mood for that.
No.
So
Madam calls Big D, mm-hmm. and she wants him to get intel on what Casanova has on Fuego. Mm-hmm. like at the end, he was like, okay. And it took me a minute. I'm like, who is she talking to? And then,
it took me a minute, right? Too. Okay. I was like, I thought she was talking to the concierge at first.
Right.
I was like,
no, that's not Christian. No. And I was like, then I heard the little twang. I'm like, oh, it's Big D.
Oh, him. Christian, we missed you. We ain't seen you in a minute. I'm gonna see Christian, okay? But then
she was like, happy mother.
Right. But then Face is getting on my nerves because he's jocking Tandy. If he's mentioned that damn car one more time, I'm like, you ain't got nothing to offer her but some tongue and some penis. And all you
but
keep
that's
on
what she wants.
I know, her. but I think he getting on her nerves a little bit. He tells Tandy she's beautiful, she's smart, and I can't wait till you're married so you can buy me a new car. He is so childish.
I can't with him.
But I think she started to see his bullish because she kind of showed just a hint of being a little irritated. Because mm-hmm. all he can offer is sex.
And that's I think that's what she wants at this point of time in her life.
It is, but I think she's getting a little bored because after, I think now that she's about to come into this power or the ideal of it, she wants more. At this age, we want it all. We don't want just some penis. We want all to come along with it, because she can get her a fine guy with some good D that's educated and smart.
Like I was telling somebody, the D is not hard to find. It's not hard to get.
Not for women.
Right. So she is leading in the polls, and you know, like you said, Face is just like, I know you're going to get it. You know,
you're going to get my car. Let me do it. He sounds like such a
biatch.
That part. Because he's just like, but anyway, Big D goes to the police station to get some intel on Casanova.
And the DA.
And the DA.
So he's outside the door listening to them talk.
Ear hustling.
Very much so. And the DA is talking to Casanova, saying that she's talking to Tandy and Tandy told her that she'll honor the deal that what the DA and Jack had. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. So
and they never really said what that deal was.
It's just everybody is just thinking, like I said, they have Tandy. You know, it's the DA thinking she got her, and Madam thinking
Tandy's slippery, honey. Tandy is out for Tandy. Okay.
Do not trust her.
And so Big D is listening. He hears everything that Casanova and the district attorney have said. And she just keep on saying how Tandy is in her pocket. And the first thing they're going to do is go after Madam. Mm-hmm. So Big D is just standing there like, what? So he sits back in the cut. He waits till the coast is clear. And he goes to talk to Casanova. And Casanova's telling him he don't know anything. And he brings up that they're messing with Fuego. Because he like Big D looking out for Fuego. Because Fuego helped him out.
Mm-hmm. And then Casanova is talking that same crap, like, you know, don't get involved with these people. You know, if I were you, I just leave and all that kind of crap.
Because at the end of the day, all Casanova wants is to crack a big case so he can get promoted. He dumb because he could have made more money with Madam, but that's just my opinion.
So we have Dumb and Dumber.
yes,
they getting on my nerve. Champ in Trouble. They're talking about robbing the stash house after they leave work.
How dumb can you be?
And I still think they're going to mess around and rob Madam.
And she's going to be super pissed. So if they do, when they do, if they do it, you know, that's that writer brain starting like, I think it's going to go in this direction. she tells Champ that Rayshawn called for help, and Trouble says that she's going to go. She goes to Blue and talks to her about Rayshawn because she thinks that Madam should help him. But Champ is really a jerk. All he think about is himself. He's horrible. At least they are like showing like Trouble does have a conscience. But
Trouble is like, I don't even know him like that to be getting all this bail money. So she was like,
true, she just got them out.
Right. And then I like when Champ was telling Trouble, he was like, don't play my money like you did. No, Trouble said, don't play my money like you did Rayshawn. And Champ was like, nigga, you do. So they both were like,
y'all both was in it. That was bold.
That was bold.
But Rayshawn, he looked like a little lamb. He like, y'all gotta get me out of here. I can't survive. He like,
I can't survive another night.
He like, but cause he afraid, but he probably trying to guard that booty because you already know that he got messed up real bad.
Yeah.
So anyway,
yeah, PTSD.
Girl. So Madam gets a text from the concierge supposedly saying that his father-in-law wants her dead. And
I'm disappointed that you didn't show up to the address that I sent you. Mm. And she said, what do you want? When she texts back, and then that's when he said that he can do nothing for her, that his father-in-law wants her dead and there's no way around it.
Yeah, so what you want me to meet you for if you're talking about he wants me dead and that I killed your wife, which was his daughter? I ain't gonna trust your behind. Are you stupid? So she says to herself, she looked at the phone. She stop playing on my phone. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, leave me the hell alone. So Fuego sends her the footage that he obtained, and Big D.
And then they haven't showed us the footage.
Like, yeah, but she was really looking at it intensely. Like, like she was all in, and I was like, I wonder what it is, but it must be something she could use on somebody.
Something. They better let us know.
Right. So Big D tells Madam what he heard about Tandy being in her pocket, saying that Tandy was in the DA's pocket, and he warns her, and she's being stank as usual, talking about, could you please tell me something I don't already know? I'm like, I'm really tired of that line. I need for her to get another gangster line, because, I mean, to all writers involved, can she please say something other than that?
So Madam tells Blue to get a detail on the DA. And then Trouble tells Blue to tell Madam about Rayshawn being in jail. And, you know, Blue was like, all right, maybe I'll whatever.
I was like,
what are you telling?
Okay, trying to be Madam number two. Stop it. We got one stank attitude. That's all we need. It's just one. You are not her. Okay. So
so Blue does tell, because Madam walks up right after Trouble leaves, and Blue tells Madam
What she said,
and she went down to the station.
She was like, I'll be back. She went down there with stacks. She went and got him because Rayshawn got that information on Tandy. And if it come out what she did to him, she's not gonna win that election. Madam real smart. She like, right. Let
they
me
not gonna
her
have
out.
Him coming up missing. You know, in that jail.
And so then, honey, Madam,
Madam and the DA.
Rayshawn thanks her for bailing him out. And the DA and the DA and Madam go back and forth. Madam got her behind told.
She was like, basically, she told her, like, you're not even on my level.
Do you know who I am? She's like, why are you coming for me so hard?
Right.
I like what she told me. Do not F with me because you are not even in my league. You are out of my league. You are under my league. Yeah. But yeah. Girl, so what do you think about when Madam bought Fuego that car?
Well, we didn't see what type of car it was.
They didn't show it.
But it had to be something.
Yeah, because he was like, thank you.
Right. He wanted to give her a hug. She was like, I don't do that.
She knows she wanted to. He looked like the concierge.
I was like, yeah.
he looked like the concierge little brother. He looked more like him than that other thing they had. That's not nice. Than that other guy that they had. So she tells him it's just a token for her appreciation and that she appreciates his loyalty. And she like, Fuego, I got your back. No matter what's going on, I just want you to know that I got your back. So
girl, baby face messy ass.
Baby face.
Because he saw us. Okay. He came to the club. So he was, you know, up on Dime and, you know, trying to kiss her hand and everything. I was wondering, like, why is Babyface looking like that? So he saw them and he was like,
And Dime was like, I want to keep people out of my business. I don't want nobody eating in my business. And Amp says, okay, I honor that.
Exactly.
I'll keep everybody out of our business.
Face. Like I said, his messy
self.
Because he told Babyface told Big D to come to the locker room and get his charger. He did that on purpose because Amp rolled up on him like, "What you doing in here?" Blah blah blah. Now I'm just getting my charger, man. You know, and you know, and we see Babyface smirking,
smirking in the background, and then Babyface just happens to mention that he saw Dime and Amp all cuddled up a little bit, dropping the
he said ain't you back yet with Dime. I was like,
and he gonna say that in front of Big D. Yeah, he's trying to always start some mess.
He's like a woman.
He's a yeah. But we're not gonna call him that. And so he tells they talk about the bros about Fuego's car. He's like, yeah, Madam bought me a car. And Face like, oh man, me and you in the same league because Tandy gonna buy me a car. I'm like, you sound like such a child.
Girl,
so the bros are a little jealous of the car just a little bit because they like
a little bit. And Midnight like, shit, let me get into some stuff.
Right.
Girl.
So
go ahead.
I'm just like, Face just like flat out was like, Amp and Dime were kicking it again. Mm-hmm. And he was pissed. Amp was pissed because he trying so hard to get back.
He trying so hard. He was like, it's going to F it up if she find out about that. He was like, she don't want everybody in her business.
But I wonder why Face is antagonizing Amp of all people.
He's like that. He antagonizes everybody. That's what he do.
Girl, they need to bust him in the face.
So, ladies, she was doing the most. It was the longest intro thing she was doing. I was like, it was like the longest on stage thing she was. I was like, she was doing the most.
I think they tried to
make
like her.
It was like 5 minutes almost.
I think they tried to make her a little relevant, but it was too much.
It was too much.
And then she gonna try to drop it low. I was like, was that even her? Because like they didn't even show her face. I'm like, was that her? Or was that a body double? I really don't understand. I understand she introducing everybody, but sometimes Dime can be a little irritating. I'll be like, why?
Yes.
I just think, okay, you're not going to have
with the introductions.
Yeah.
Like she was doing, y'all, if y'all go back, she doing it for almost 5 minutes. She was doing the most.
Absolutely
I was like,
most.
Oh my God.
Like, could you sit down? Like,
so she was. I was wondering why Babyface was dressed like that, because you know he was the feature dancer.
He came out and he did his thing.
He did do it. You know he's from Detroit. He did do his thing.
I said, okay, tongue action, because he got the slippery serpent thing. And honey, Tandy was in the audience, and she was watching her man. She was just looking like, because you know she like a voyeur. She want to watch, so she was watching. And she watching him dance, and Madam walks up on her like, mm-hmm. "What up, though?
What's this out here? Oh, you and a DA, y'all friend? She thinks she got you in her pocket." She's like, "Nobody, I'm in nobody's pocket." She's like, "Bitch, you in mine."
And so Tandy, she breaks it down. Well, Madam, we can work together. And Madam, like, no, you can. I'm not working. We don't work together. You work for me. I said, oh, Madam, just be going off.
She was like, I want that bitch out of office. I want her fired.
So, and she and Tandy's like, well, we don't need to do all that. I think we can all. She got to go. And then I love when Madam looks at her. She tells Tandy, I don't need you, but you need me. She's letting her know, like, I'm the reason why you're getting these votes. So don't play with it. Don't play with it. Don't play with it.
But see, because DA, what's her name? DA Rods, she seemed to think that Tandy's ahead because of they're doing it, that they're putting her in position for that. So I'm like, what? I don't know.
We don't know. All we know is that Tandy is in a sticky situation. Yeah, because she has to kind of, who knows what the DA has on her. Well, the what was funny to me was when the DA said, oh, go clean up everything and make Tandy and Jack squeaky clean. Oh, too late for that. It's impossible.
I know too Tandy's know. Like, who can I run to?
She got nobody to run to.
Everybody just want to use her.
Yeah, Face want to use her. Everybody want to use her. Yeah, she can't. She can't catch a break.
Sorry for her, but I don't.
We can't, because you shouldn't have married that man for his money
and
went along with his shenanigans. Rashad,
you know,
right? Why would you ever do that to a young black man?
Let some white man rape,
demasculatize him.
So that's it, y'all. It's good. It's good.
Good writing.
Yeah, the writing is much better, because like I was telling Cam when we were talking earlier, I was saying, because if you guys notice, they're not repeating their lines.
It's like whoever is in charge now is like, look, y'all gonna learn these lines. Ain't gonna be no repeats.
Right. Because over before it seemed like it's like, here, say whatever you want.
Before it seemed like say whatever you want. It would be like they would say a line and then the next person would repeat what they said and then add to it. I'm like,
God, that was so irritating.
I'm like, I'm
kind of liking it again, like I did season one.
And Face danced. He threw down when he was dancing. I was like, you better dance. How he did the push up coming down the stairs.
But you know, he's a real dancer.
I know. So, whatever, you know. He did that. I was like, oh, okay. Tandy was mad too when he flipped that girl over. She was looking like, before Madam, you know, checked her, she was looking like, okay, like, right, but he's going like, home with me. But he's going home with me.
Girl, but I need Fuego to get a feature. I do. Fuego needs a feature.
I think all of them were dancers for real, except for
All of them were dancing for real, except for Fuego and Amp. No, all of them were.
Fuego was really dancing. All of them. See him, his little innocence.
Oh no, I see it when he do his little thing. I see it, his little pelvic thrust. But
she be looking at
Amp is the only one that was not a dancer, because he was, you know, into acting.
You can tell that he wasn't a dancer, because sometimes he's stiff. I'll be like,
yes,
miss another step. Miss another step, and don't let Madam see you miss no step, Amp.
Right.
Nephew or not.
What's his face is good too, but I don't think he was a dancer though. Oh,
Midnight.
Big D. No, all Big of them, D. all of the main ones, they were dancers. But Big D, I don't think he
I don't know. He can roll though. He can. I'll be like, you better go on, boo.
Yeah, his hip rolls are on point.
Rolling. I said, okay, roll it then.
So y'all let us know what you think. How are you liking it? Can you sense Can you sense the change? Can you sense the tone?
Can you feel it in your shana na na?
Can you feel the love tonight?
Can you feel it? We can definitely feel it. So we want to know anything that you want to tell us. Go to allthingscamandk@gmail.com if you are an emailer. And if you want to talk to us and leave us a message where we can hear your lovely voices, please send it to
speakpipe.com/CamandK. And you can find the link to be taken directly to it in the description of our YouTube page. So we want to hear from you.
Yes. And remember, like, share, and leave us some comments because we want to hear from you any way we can.
Yes.
So until next time, thank you for joining us for
Clink.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.